Stock, this is trading on Peggy and Row. That's ROWE. Peggy, PEGGY and ANN. Peggy and Row. The date of consultation was 12/7/23. Date of birth was 9/17/53. Please make copy for Dr. Johanna Mantegna. Johanna is J-O-H-N-N-A. Johanna Mantegna, M-A-N-T-I-N-E-O, Mantegna, D-O. Next paragraph. Dear Johanna, thank you for sending Peggy Rowe for pulmonary evaluation. Next. History, present illness. This is a 70-year-old female who has a prior history of smoking. Has been coughing and having episodes of wheezing, and has previously been noted to have chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. The patient also was seen in the emergency room with persistent coughing spells. And thick whitish mucus expectoration, for which she was given a Z-pack and a steroid pack, and had a chest X-ray done. I'm sorry, a chest CT done on 10/19/23. Period. The chest CT demonstrated pulmonary emphysema and scarring in the right mid lobe and lingular area, anterior aspect of the left lower lobe, and a 2-millimeter nodule in the right lower lobe, no effusions. And there was mild pericardial fluid. And this was compared to a chest CT done in March of 2019 and had shown no significant change, period. The patient denied recent weight loss, fevers, chills, and night sweats. And she denies abdominal pains or nausea, but has coughing spells while eating. Next paragraph. Past history has included history of cervical cancer diagnosed in 93. And she had radiation therapy to the pelvis, following which she developed bowel obstruction had to have bowel resection. In 98, she also had a hysterectomy. She has had shoulder surgery for rotator cuff repair and left knee replacement surgery. She has a history of hypertension and hypothyroidism. Next paragraph. Habits the patient smoked. Half to one pack per day and has done so for about 15 years. she had quit smoking a few years ago, but resumed smoking in 2015 till now. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of lung cancer. Mother also had a history of lung cancer. Next paragraph. Allergies. No drug allergies. Next paragraph. Med list. Synthroid 50 micrograms daily. Lanatrogene 200 milligrams daily. Trazodone 150 milligrams at night, and HCTZ 12.5 milligrams a day, Xanax 1 milligram BID, Symbicort inhaler 2 puffs daily, and nitrofurantoin 100 milligrams daily. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has had no weight loss, fatigue, or fever, no double vision or cataracts, no vertigo, but has hoarseness and has coughing spells and wheezing and shortness of breath with exertion. She has no abdominal pains, nausea, rectal bleeding, or diarrhea. She has no chest or jaw pain, but has palpitations, no leg edema. She has anxiety with depression. She has easy bruising, no bleeding gums. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness. And there's no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This elderly white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure, 138 by 80, pulse is 75, respiration 18, temperature 97.5, weight is 155, saturation 99. HE and D non-cephalic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Next up, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. She has to equal movements with diminished excursions and scattered wheezes in the upper chest with no crackles on either side. Heart, the heart is regular, asthma on S2, no murmur on S3. The abdomen is soft, non-tender, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities. Varicose veins bilaterally, no edema, no calf tenderness. Reflexes, 1 plus with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, brush number 1. COPD and chronic bronchitis number 2 is hypertension. Number 3, hypothyroidism. Number 4 is depression and anxiety. Next, paragraph plan. Patient has been advised to quit cigarette smoking and use a nicotine patch. Also advised to use a nebulizer with albuterol solution. I'm sorry, with Duonep solution, BID and PRN. So we'll continue using the Symbicort 160 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs twice a day. And she will get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilators. She'll need a follow-up chest CT in 6 months. A CBC, BMP, and IgE level to be done. And was advised to come in for a follow-up in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this is Johna Mantineo, J-O-H-N-N-A, Mantineo. MANTINEODO. Thank you.